And if you put parking on St. Martin's Road, if she was still alive, bless her soul, may she rest in peace, Audrey Boss would charge double for the space that she doesn't own. So.
Well, we don't know that without asking. Do I still have the floor?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. So.
You were chatting.
No, he
was
chatting too.
Well, don't chat anymore. It's a violation of open meetings.
Okay. So, I guess it's the pleasure of the alderman of the district because she knows it a lot better than I do. And I kind of like the idea of assisting the lack of pedestrian access on North Cape by the other idea. I don't know how the other suggested St. Martin's parking lot would help or not, but it seems to me like if we pick the one that would do the best for the entire community, would be. So maybe the idea is to go ahead with the trail and then research these other ones and come back. That's what the motion asked for anyway, right?
Yes.
Okay, I'm fine with that.
Alderman Mayor.
Yes, I'm actually fine with that also. I do favor trying to get some parking down by St. Martin's Village, but I also like the idea of something going on with Countrydale School. I think it's at least worth looking into some options or some discussion with them. So I don't know if that's something we can look into, both of those options. And I would say on both sides of the street at St. Martin's. And then I do also have a question regarding West Spring Street. It seems as though it's northwest of Swiss Street. It's a easement of some sort.
Its location. So where it turns to go around the substation right there.
I don't know. The last road going west out of St. Martin's. It's only on one side of the street. Okay, so you can see West Spring Street there. It's really not a street, but it says it, yeah. What is that exactly?
That was vacant.
I mean, it looks like somebody's built into it and everything.
Yeah, I mean, just in this aerial, you can see some little sheds or something. You can see it as well by. I've not explored. I've not driven down there.
I'm just wondering if that, I mean, is that ours? I mean, that's actually a...
It appears to be city right-of-way.
Well, I vaguely remember in about 1999 vacating that, but I can't swear to it. Mm-hmm. Joel's doing the same thing.
But there's no, like on GIS, it doesn't look like anybody really owns it.
Well, it would have been city property. Street.
So when you vacate it, what does that mean?
It means you split it in half, and half goes to one side and half goes the other to get free land.
Perhaps GS was not updated.
But I can't swear that it was vacated.
Could we look into that? I don't know. Is that your thing?
Both engineering and planning both work on that.
Okay. If that just for clarification for my peace of mind, I guess.
Alderman, do you have a motion on this?
Actually, I would take the Alderman Mayor's thought on this, too, since I think part of it is yours.
I'm agreeing with what I'm hearing. I'm fine with it. Okay. So whatever motion comes up to continue investigating, I'm fine.
Okay. Only comment before you make your motion is we should do everything to hasten this project along because impact fees are being used for it and we need this better. So, Alderman Mayor.
Right. So I would like to make a motion to direct staff to go ahead and bid the asphalt paving of the existing trail. Also want to direct staff to incorporate the project into the Milwaukee County project for the reconstruction of St. Martin's Road.
Your preference is both sides?
Both sides. Look into it. But both sides would be great. Also direct staff to enter discussions with the Franklin School District and the development of a trailhead on the northwest corner of West St. Martin's Road and South Forest Home Drive, and have staff report the progress at a future Common Council meeting.
Do you second to that motion?
Is there a date that we can put on that, or Is there some?
I'll start working on it, and I'll make a kind of like Kayla's. I'll make it monthly or every meeting. I'll give you a little update.
Okay, perfect.
I'll second the motion.
Alderman Mayor already did. Alderman Mayor, you had a question.
Yeah, no, just to point out, as we go through this discussion about this particular trail, let's keep in mind that when St. Martin's Road is redone, it's going to have a trail on both sides as well, and we want to have that, not on both sides, I'm sorry, on one side, but it's going to have a trail as well, and these are going to connect, so we want to incorporate something that can take care of both of them.
Yes, sir.
Alderman Dandridge.
I just wanted to make one quick comment. We want to work with the school system, but I recall that the school system was very specific of not wanting to grant us access to the back of that fenced area. They wanted to keep it locked in. So I'm somewhat surprised that Dr. Pass wants to talk to us, is giving us lip service today that he would entertain it, when specifically when the county is looking at redoing North Cape Road, he didn't want to give us access to have students being able to go through that back playground area. So just keep that in mind on all of this.
That was a different area.
No.
Mm-hmm. No,
let's do one conversation at a time, folks. Okay, there's a motion on the floor.
Could we?
Mr. City Engineer.
Alderman, I had heard that story too, and so when I called Dr. Patz, I explained to him what we're looking at, and he said that he would like to see at least a fence, and his concern was that they might have to lock and unlock that gate, you know, four times a day, but he was definitely interested in looking at it, because obviously we see a lot of congestion on North Cape Road. You really can't drive through there before and after school.
Alderman Wilhelm.
I just wanted to help Glenn out a little bit with they were talking about opening the fence that's next to the playground. This is a little bit more fleshed out concept of that. And you might want to look at the Indian Community School's remotely controlled gate, because then they wouldn't have to worry about that. They just push a button and it opens. I don't know. That's probably not within a cost range, but maybe there's funds to help with that or something. I don't know. Got to keep your options open.
Okay. We're using lots of staff time, and we're spending more money than I think we got, so let's be careful. So there's a motion on the floor. All those in favor of the motion signify by saying aye.
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 Any opposed? Motion carries. We move back to item G5. Kayla's playground status, Mr. City Engineer.
Mayor, I need to step out, but I just want to say a couple things on this really quick, because I got to leave. I sent Glenn quite a few emails regarding the plant
issues. I got this. Thank you.
One person that I thought would be an excellent source would be Larry Leitner, who just retired from Sewer Pack. He's a wetland person. He's a botanist. He knows native plants for this area. Because I do have concerns about a lot of the plants are either aggressive natives, invasive natives, or they're so small you won't even see them once you put them underneath some of these plants. Like prairie smoke is about this big, and it likes to be in sand soil, and obviously we got clay soil in Franklin. So I see a lot of issues with the plant species. Larry Leitner would really be a great resource for you. And with that, I'm going to step out. Thanks.
Rick reflected Alderman Willem has left her seat at 7:50. Looks to me like 54. Okay, Mr. City Engineer.
The project is still progressing. Current design is attached to your packet. And in fact, I met with Grafe again today, and so it's almost complete. The Play by Design has updated their playground plan, and again, I include that in your packet. You can see what that looks like. The footprint differs slightly from what they showed us before, but again, we've got pretty well nailed down. We know where all the posts are. We're to that level of detail where it's come along. Johnson Nurseries, as Alderman Wilhelm mentioned, that they're working on a landscape plan. I listed the plants that they showed on one of their recent plans, and then she was kind enough to provide some comments on the type, we will continue to look at that. And if you have any comments, by all means, please submit that. I will note that the landscaping plan does include a catalpa tree. The existing catalpa tree that's out there, it looks nice, but we had a certified arborist go out there and do a resistometer test. It's a $300 test. It's like a little drill. The size of a pencil lead, as it drills in, it actually created a graph showing how healthy the wood was. And what it showed is that there's and you can see this yourself, you go out behind the tree from the south side, you can actually stick your fist into the bottom of the tree. There's actually a dead cone that goes up about 20 feet. There's a donut of about 7 to 11 inches of healthy tree around the outside, but it's dead on the inside. That was discussed at Parks, and they decided because of the nature, instead of continuing constant monitoring, they wanted to cut it down immediately. So I think this week you should see that tree come down. Restrooms have been bid. We were expecting two bidders, but we only received one bid. The good news is we were under budget, so this bid included not only the restroom, but the crane, the travel, and the actual final hookups. And so we had budgeted $201,000, and you'll see in the packet tonight where we've got a bid of $188,625 from Huffcut Concrete, Chippewa, Wisconsin. After the bid, I got a call from the other bidder we were hoping to get, and his bidder was significantly higher. So we feel like we got a pretty good competitive bid. That's the good news. Bad news is they're really, really busy. And I called and talked to the gentleman the other morning, gave him the background story, how important it was, talked about the community build and how many people we had and everything that was hinging on this. And they're just so busy. He said unless there's 10 or 12 other projects that drop out or they have a major plan expansion, which they're not planning, there's absolutely no way they can squeeze us in. They are looking to get our facility delivered by the end of October. I don't have a specific date yet. We will continue working on that. So what that means is we will still have a ribbon cutting as planned on October 9th for the playground. It will have everything inside the fence, the surface, all the equipment will be there. It will all be done. Outside, I'm not going to put any pavers in, sidewalks, or asphalt because if I put those in and the crane comes in to deliver the restroom, it'll completely crush it. We'll have to redo a lot of it. So instead of having to redo things and spend more money, we'll just hold off and we'll try to fit that in after the restroom is installed. The material documents, those have been advertised. With Ms. Runty, we've been visiting some local hardware stores, lumber yards, home improvement stores, solicit biddings. We have it set up so that a bidder can bid on one, many, or all the items. This is everything from the plastic structural lumber all the way down to duct tape. It's got everything in between, so because of the size of the project, we had to bid these things out, and that's in the process. We do have to show up to Plan Commission because we'd like to have the site attended during the community build, make sure that we don't have some folks visiting at night that causing mischief, so we're going to have some security. We're working on that submittal. There was a pre-construction meeting held June 9. That's where the firm out of New York, Play by Design, came and talked to a whole group of us. I list all the things that they talked about that day. It was good to get on the same page on some misconceptions that I think both sides had on the project. You can see their outreach has been made to Vision Forward Association to include visual cues and Braille on the project. Just a note there that the volunteer sign-up and pre-build for community build is underway. If you know folks that would be interested in helping, by all means, encourage them. And then she's listed some companies there, Franklin High School, MSOE, UWM, Girl Scouts of America, Northwestern Mutual, We Energies, GE Healthcare, and Baker Tilly. There's lots of organizations and companies that are allowing employees to work on company time on the project. Kayla's crew is open to the Common Council's input for additional businesses who'd be interested in getting involved, obviously with the community, with the volunteer build, but I'm sure they take donations also. Upcoming schedule. We are getting very close to advertise for the site work. I met with Grave today, and probably next week I'll see those ready, and we'll actually send those out for publication. July 7 is when I anticipate that you can award the bid for miscellaneous materials and tools. July is when we would bid the sidewalk, or I'm sorry, site work. August is the, we'll actually have DPW perform the preliminary site work. I have a contractor on there, but after today's discussion, that will probably be moved to after the restroom is installed. So so if you think about the end of October, November, if it gets extremely cold, that means maybe the site work may have to wait till spring. Depends on how early winter comes this year. Of course, September is when we have the pre-build, community build, and then ribbon cutting is still scheduled for October 9. I've updated your budget. I've modified one. The restrooms at $201,000. We've saved a little bit of money there, and so that brings the total budget, including a 10% contingency, to $1.1 million. And so I guess I would ask the direct staff to advertise for site work and the poured-in-place plate surface. I could possibly advertise for that this week.
Alderman DeAndrea.
One quick question.
Sure.
Have you thought about how we're going to handle the parking for all the volunteers?
Yes, that's underway. They're looking at alternate sites, and there's some other issues. Yes, sir.
Parking's been arranged courtesy of BMO Harris Bank. We're going to use the empty field at 27th and Putes. There will be a little bit of site work to allow us to get in and out. Jerry Schaefer's already aware of that. Actually, the realtor, as well as BMO Harris, were excited to help out.
Thank you. I know it's under discussion, and it was finalized.
The other issue that you may bring up is, we are planning a ribbon cut, not a ribbon cut, a groundbreaking ceremony. The goal here is to get as much publicity as we can, so sometime in July. So there'll be more on that later. You have the floor.
How far is that distance? Is there going to be busing that's going to be going back and forth, or people walking?
The Kalis crew folks are arranging for buses.
Okay. Yep. Thanks. 0.6 miles. Oh, good.
Yeah, you could walk if you want.
I got my walk my step.
I won't be walking.
Yeah. I know that.
I might pull a rank and drive right out. Alderman Schmidt.
I was just curious about the security during the community build. Do they have a patrol officer there?
Talked about.
Been involved in other park developments, so we had security necessary.
In this situation, there's going to be lots of tools out. I mean, if you imagine there's going to be three shifts, 100 people each, there's going to be lots of tools and materials and, things precariously placed that, may or may not last the morning if it gets disturbed. So there will be someone stationed out there, but, yes, we do intend on talking to the police department about parking a patrol there and helping with doing that.
The goal is to have Boy Scouts or a similar organization, just to have people. We did this for Victory of the Lamb as well. Alderman Evans. Alderwoman Evans.
A lot of those tools are, the majority of them are donated, so there's a concern of just leaving them lay out there too, besides all the big equipment. And I just wanted to say I dropped in on some of those meetings that were held on the 9th, and it's just very organized committee. I commend Shelley for what she's doing and how organized she is. And Playground by Design, they're very professional. I'm very impressed by them. So I'm looking forward to this.
I should probably mention that a lot of the tools will be donated. They'll be asking for donations, and we do have a way to lock those up at night, so we won't be leaving the tools laying around. But we will be asking the community to donate sawzalls, drills, those kinds of things.
And when you say donate, it's loan, not
loan.
Donate.
We will have a location at the park where people can donate or loan it for that previous weekend. If they can't make that, we're going to make DPW available during normal business hours where someone could come in and, here's my saw or miter saw that I would be willing to loan.
Alderman Schmidt.
Well, I'm thinking of it. I did have a constituent call. Was there a swing set or anything moved in the last month or anything? Or someone sent me a note saying that they thought that something, there was a swing that the kids were playing on, and then all of a sudden it was gone. And my understanding is nothing has been moved out of that area.
I'm not aware of anything that's been moved. We've been holding on. And we do intend, just so you know, there are some trees that are in the way. We tend to dig those up and replant those in the area where some of the residents have asked for more screening.
Alderman Dandridge.
Then one quick question. Who does the final inspections? We've got all kinds of volunteers, Play by Design doing the final inspections on everything, engineering, the city.
There will be many people looking at, but Play by Design has some people that are experienced doing this. They will be overseeing all the work and making sure that everything is built according to plan.
Okay. Right, thank you.
Actually, the Play by Design's on-site folks are certified as playground safety experts. And there is no building permit requirement here other than perhaps the footings.
With the restroom?
There are. My best understanding is there is no permitting issues regarding anything other than the restrooms. So the Play by Design folks will be the lead safety folks.
Correct, but the ultimate liability falls on the city's shoulders if someone would get hurt on this facility. So
right.
We just want to make sure that we're doing our due diligence.
Yeah, we intend to have a lot of staff out there during the build.
Okay.
Jerry Schaefer is the lead captain, as Glenn will be there, as well. The fat guy in the middle chair. Is there a motion to direct staff to advertise for site work in Port and Place Service?
So moved.
Second.
Discussion? Alderman Mayor?
I have a question regarding the sidewalks here. Is there a reason why we're using concrete coming off of the trail and then coming off of the restroom and leading to the pavilion?
The thought was that a couple of things. We wanted to use concrete pavers to allow for stormwater storage.
But so, you're using two different terms. You said concrete pavers. I understand.
Tell me
about the sidewalk.
Right. But the problem with pavers is the fact occasionally they have differential settling, so we wanted to include a concrete sidewalk that would be less apt to have a difference in settling, so say someone in a wheelchair or other disability wouldn't trip on it. So we did want to provide a path to and through the facility that someone can walk and not have a tripping hazard. But I don't anticipate that the pavers would settle, but occasionally they might.
So it's the pavers that settle?
Potentially. Because each brick could settle a little bit, yeah. And a sidewalk could be less apt to settle because it's a continuous pour.
Less apt to settle than asphalt?
No. I mean, would you prefer to see asphalt?
I think I would. I also have a question regarding why there is sidewalk into the actual playground area, why that's not all the impervious surface, the whole.
I think the thought was that if you look at the actual playground itself, it's broken up into three areas. You've got the ages 2 to 5 on the left as you walk in. The older kids section would be on the right, and then the Liberty Swing would be ahead of you. The thought is that the concrete, we think, will be less expensive than the play surface. And if we do the play surface, we're estimating about $10 a square foot. And I don't recall the cost of concrete, but we thought it was going to be more. We thought it would be more for the play surface. So this is an area we don't anticipate kids running around as far as, climbing on equipment. And so that's why we left it concrete for cost savings.
I would actually like to see the asphalt use asphalt all the way around, coming from the trail to the, I don't know, curved driveway, and then from the restrooms around past the pavilion. I'd rather have asphalt. I just feel like that's going to be a savings.
So you're saying replace all the concrete sidewalk with asphalt?
Well, maybe not all of it, but coming off the trail, I don't see why we would need to do concrete there.
The area
off the restroom, you know, whatever, you got like 20 feet of concrete there. You could probably do something with that. But then that trail can get can be asphalt also.
Two issues, if I can offer a counterpoint. I don't have a lot of heartburn either way, but the reason is, there's two reasons why I understand it to be concrete. One is durability and the length of the span between expansion joints where you're going to have a flat level surface and you don't get edge breakup and roll off like you do get with asphalt. You know, the edges roll off. Could be an issue with folks with crutches or wheelchairs.
Well, we
second issue with concrete, with asphalt is it's black. It gets hot. And some of these, I think as a city, we would want to minimize the heat that's around this playground. Out of consideration for the people who are going to use it, put some concrete there. It'd be more durable for us as city leaders, less maintenance. Whatever the council wants to do, but it's less maintenance. Concrete is less maintenance, it's cooler, and it provides a much more predictable surface. That's my two cents.
Okay.
Whatever the council wants to do, but that's my two cents.
I also have questions regarding the price of the sign. I'd like to make a motion that that the sign costs no more than $500. I think that would be a reasonable amount for that. And I would actually, I understand Alderman Wilhelm's concerns about the species that were chosen for the landscaping, but I guess in my opinion, I think that the landscaping can be completely taken out of the plan. I would think that trees would look really good there and offer shade. And where is that one tree that you were talking about going to go?
But many of the plants, or some of the plants that you see in the list, are trees. We can still move that catalpa tree around. I was thinking it might go in the upper right-hand corner. I actually haven't seen a revised side of the catalpa tree in it, but we had an open spot there. So you don't want to see the other bushes and flowers?
Personally, I think that it would turn into a mess after a year or two. It would get very weedy, and I don't know what the plan would be to keep it cleaned out and that kind of thing. I'm weeding in my berms constantly, and I just think that this would turn into a big mess. I just think leaving it natural the way it's supposed to be and planting a couple of trees would be better.
We did receive there are national through the Environmental Committee and National Exception. We did talk about landscaping. We used these native materials. Plus, the other thing we're looking at was, you know, the whole theme of the park is supposed to be butterflies. And so we were trying to provoke plants there that would attract the butterflies. And milkweed is one of those plants that is making the news quite a bit about how there's not enough milkweed for the monarch butterflies. So that was one of the reasons why trying to put flowers and other native plantings in it. Plus, it was a condition in some of the approvals that we received earlier from the Environmental Committee.
Where's the wetland buffer? We're into the wetland buffer, correct? Is any of the structure in the wetland buffer?
It is in the wetland buffer.
The structure
the right side, and if you use the structure loosely, I mean, it is, you know, post with platforms and such on it.
The impervious surface, is that in the
some of it
wetland?
Is, yes.
Okay.
Not in the wetland. It's in the wetland buffer, I believe.
Well, in setback for sure. I mean, maybe there's a little bit in the buffer as well.
Let's be careful about the terms we're using. Alderwoman, you're saying impervious. This is not impervious. This is pervious surface.
Sorry.
No, let's, you know, people listen to the tape. And we all know how things get sometimes.
So part of the actual structure, the actual playground, is in the wetland.
So within 50 feet for sure, probably a small portion is within 30 feet. It's the landscaping that gets up right up to the edge.
Here again, we need to be careful. Alderwoman Mayer has asked if it's in the wetlands. And your answer was yes, it is not in the wetlands. It encroaches on the wetland buffer, some on the shoreland buffer, but it's not in the wetlands.
Correct.
We need to listen to the questions and answer them based on what's being asked. Is that it?
Well, I want to make a motion that we take the landscaping out. We do the asphalt.
That's fine, but we got a motion on
change
the floor.
It, and then change the sign to $500.
Okay, that's okay, but we got a motion on the floor already.
Then I would amend it to include all of that.
Is there a second to the amendment?
I'll second that.
Alderman D'Andrea.
I totally disagree with the amendment because the main point of this is the butterfly garden, and this was all part of, I believe, our plan that we submitted to the DNR. And so, if we do that, we have to re-present to the DNR because we've changed the plan. I totally disagree.
I'm really sorry, but I had questions about
that. Those are my comments, and I believe, as the mayor mentioned about the concrete, I believe we should be building a more durable, longer-lasting footprint, especially the concrete footprint, because of the wheelchairs that are going to be going on this, as well as if you've ever been on blacktop, and people with a pogo stick, you can make indentions. Now you've got people that may be on crutches, they're applying a lot of weight, they're going to be making indentions in this hot blacktop. And how? Then we're going to have to constantly be cutting out sections and replacing those sections. I would recommend that we approve it as it's presented.
Alderman Evans.
This proposal for these plantings were also suggested because this is next to a nature center, and it fits in well. And I think there's going to be so much community pride in this playground that it's supposed to look natural. So if there's, you know, weeds that come up in it and stuff. But I think people are going to take pride in it, and they might pull a weed here and there if they see it. I have no problem with these natural plantings. And as far as the sign for $500, I sure would like to know how many signs we have in our parks that cost only $500. I think that's unreasonable.
Well, additionally, on the sign issue, that takes a fundraising premium away from this rentee if we're limiting to a $500 sign. I mean, I guess I don't understand why we're scrutinizing nickels and dimes here. I just don't get it. Okay, Alderman D'Andrea.
That sign is actually a project that is going to go to the high school, and it's an allowance. So we don't know what it was going to come in at, but the school was actually going to work on designing this sign. So, and all it was is this is an allowance only. And we're hoping that it doesn't exceed that $2,000. And I think if it's a school project and getting all the kids involved, I think we're going to get a very nice sign for an attractive price. I don't want to limit them to a $500 amount.
My comment is on a different nature. Let me word it differently. Let's not get ahead of ourselves on changing and limiting individual items that we don't have costs on yet. The reality is let me go down the street here, talk to the sign company, and they say, we'll give you one. On the motion, on the, Alderman Schmidt.
I'll withdraw my second on the amendment to the motion.
Alderman Mayer. Alderman Mayer. You need to accept his withdrawal.
I have to accept his withdrawal?
It's up to the council.
But she's the one. It's up to her.
Any objections to the withdrawal?
No.
No.
Consensus is no objections to the withdrawal. Mr. City Attorney.
Perhaps Mayor might want to ask Mr. Deedle whether or not the landscape as set forth in the project currently landscaping includes mitigation requirements for the natural resource special exception approval, and if you remove the landscaping, which was a requirement for mitigation under that plan, then you no longer have a site plan. You pull the pin up.
Mr. Deedle, is the city attorney right?
Right.
Okay. On the main motion, was to move forward with bidding the port in place and advertise for site work. All those in favor of the motion signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. Please mark it as unanimous. Minus one. The vote there is five ayes, no nos, one absent. Thank you, everybody. Item G6, resolution to award a contract for the bathrooms. Mr. City Engineer. You already presented this, but present it again.
We received one bid only, and their bid was below our budget. This bid includes not only the restroom, but delivery to the site, the crane that will pick the modules up off the trailers and actually put them on the site that we will have stub there by the grave project, and we'll also include enough work to hook up the final plumbing, electric, into the facilities and in water and sewer. So we would recommend that that you award the bid to Huff Cut Concrete. As discussed previously, we'd like to spend some parking impact fees early for this month, and we did write our specs so that we could pay them early for just the concrete modules minus a 10% retainage to make sure that they do perform the work as soon as we get the performance bond. They are working on the performance bond, so that means we can cut a check this month for $150,300.
And this is very important. Is there a motion to approve?
I'll make that motion. Second.
Alderman Mayer.
I am in favor of this, but we've got to ask the question about other bids. How do we know this? We call it the low bid. It's the only bid. So it's the highest bid, too.
It is.
That's a quick question.
There was, obviously, not everyone does this work. We were in contact with another company called Weiser Concrete, also in Wisconsin, somewhere actually closer. And he called me after the bid and said, well, no, how the bids came in, and I was a little embarrassed. I said, well, we only got one bid, and I didn't see yours. I was thinking maybe we might have lost one here at City Hall somewhere. And he said, no, last minute, he didn't have time to put one together. But he did tell me that his bid would have been around $266, thereabout. So that was about $80,000 more than what we have here. So I think it's a good bid.
Okay, so theoretically, we did get more than one bid.
Technically, we only got one bid, but we knew that another bidder would have been much higher.
Yeah, okay.
By $82,000. Alderwoman Evans. Dan.
No, that's good.
Alderwoman Evans.
After I received the packet, I did my own investigating on this company, you know, just online, and they seem like a real reputable company. with safety and all respects to, you know, but I don't know that much about precast concrete, but I do have a question about a warranty. Is they mention a 20-year warranty. Is this in our contract warranty?
It's a 20-year warranty on the actual concrete, so if the you know, if the concrete were to be defective and fall apart, I believe that's what that's where it is.
Okay.
But as far as you know, the fixtures inside, you know, the sink and toilets, those have a 1-year warranty. You know, so there's a variety of warranties on the product.
And are all the fixtures what they advertise on their website? It's all Kohler and, you know, I mean, everything was all.
Our consultant, Grafe, actually, we used some architectural services, and they upgraded several recommended fixtures. So we have more industrial-grade fixtures than what you see on their website. What they had on their website was, I don't want to say cheap or less expensive, but maybe inferior grades.
Contractor grade.
I see.
Okay.
Thank you.
But our architect helped us spec some nicer fixtures.
Alderman Schmidt.
Just for the record, I would suggest amending the motion to say that awarding a contract to the loan bidder instead of the low bidder.
Tomato, tomato. Okay. Is that an amendment? Is there a second to the amendment?
No, yeah, I second
it. Loan bidder.
No, it's state law. Low bid.
State law? That is.
Lowest responsible bidder.
Lowest responsive responsible bidder. In this case, you only had one response is responsible bidder.
Okay. Any other discussion of the main motion? All those in favor of the motion signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. Thank you. This fixed our impact fee problem. Okay. Item G7, status on Christine Rathke Trail. Who's doing that?
I am. I got to find my notes. Yeah, we per direction of Common Council, we did. I can't find my notes. We did contact two other consultants that we generally work with. We contacted Rucker Melke, and we contacted R.A. Smith. Rucker Melke provided a comment that you saw in your council packet, you know, there's professional services, you can find less expensive attorneys and you can find less expensive rate consultants, but you know, we hire who we hire for their familiarity with what we work with and for what they do. So generally, the other consultants said that they thought it was a fair proposal and that they proposed not to submit another proposal. After the council packet was put together, I did receive a phone call from R.A. Smith. And generally got the same phone message, got the same thing. They didn't see any earth-shattering differences. They thought that, yes, the fee might appear high compared to what the total cost of the project, but they understood why the fee was high because there's the coordination with DNR and third parties and the city. So having said that, I would tell you that I don't have any more proposals to look at from consultants that we looked at. We talked to two others, and they declined, and I think that's appropriate. I feel like we got a fair proposal from Grafe. I also had the opportunity to talk to Payne and Dolan, and they were at least interested. The gentleman we talked to is going to go back and talk to his boss, I believe the week after next is when he thinks he can get us some sort of an answer. Possibly, instead of routing the trail like we had shown, they might try to loop the trail around and actually enter into the county parkland. And I apologize for not having it here in front of me. But I would recommend that we continue to explore this option by talking to the county and seeing if we can actually run this on their property. And again, this hinges on response from Payne and Dolan in a couple weeks.
So the net of this is it's not right for action. Shouldn't issue a contract for a consultant because we don't know what we're going to consult on. Is that correct?
Yes, sir.
Alderman Schmidt.
Yeah, I believe. Oh, is that Clint Winiger that you spoke to from Payne and Dolan?
There's a Brad.
Brian.
Brian.
Oh, yes.
Yeah. I don't know that that's what spoken to this one.
I believe his first name started to be. I believe it was Brian.
Brian
or Brad. Yeah.
I would move to have staff report back after feedback receiving feedback from Payne and Dolan.
Second.
Discussion? All those in favor signify by saying aye.
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 Any opposed? Motion carries. What was that, Dan? That was an aye? Was that an aye?
It was an aye.
Okay.
It was a discussion, but I'll just bring it up another time.
G8, we discussed already. Item G9, a preliminary resolution in declaring intent to special assess powers granted by Section 207-15 of the Municipal Code and Section 66.0701 of the state statutes to establish a public hearing date of July 21st, 2015 for the extension of water main on West Crest Court from 35th Street to South 36th Street. Alder, Mr. City Engineer.
Okay. If you recall, we had two areas where we talked about water, and so we did what we called a preliminary survey. Particularly Crest Court is one such area where the project will look vastly different depending on how we decided to design it, whether we just had the one block extension like we needed for, we were proposing for Kayla's Playground, or would we have to service the entire neighborhood. You may recall that you gave us direction to not do the entire neighborhood, just stick with the one block extension. All along, we have got questions whether we would special assess the properties that's passing, and our answer has always been that it would be up to Common Council. So now that we've decided we're just going to extend the one block, there are two properties there that this would affect. So whether you waive it or you... give an extension or what, we need to present this to you. This is your decision to adopt, and if so, then we will actually do the official survey. We will continue with our estimate and prepare this in a resolution for you.
So this is an official notice that then puts the wheels of motion into effect that allows us to have the public hearing and give out the information as to what the assessment cost may be.
Yes, sir.
This is not awarding anything. This is not special assessing anyone, is it?
Correct.
Correct, it's not. Okay. Alderman Evans.
Well, if this is approved today and you come up with the numbers for the assessment, I mean, if we approve this today as it's written, I just don't know how to put this. You have a suggestion, waiving the fees, not waiving the fees. I mean, I don't know that we waive fees. Do we waive fees here for this?
It would be bad precedent,
yeah.
You said.
I'm not aware that we do. So we really have no other option.
Let's not read more into this than there is. This
is just the allowance to
this is
to, serve
to tell engineering, figure out what it costs, and have a public hearing.
All right, then I'd make a motion to adopt preliminary resolution declaring intent to exercise.
Go ahead.
Did you have a
go ahead.
Okay. To exercise special assessment powers granted by Section 207-15 of the Municipal Code and Section 66.0701 of the State Statutes and establish a public hearing date July 21st, 2015 for the extension of water main on West Crest Court from South 35th Street to South 36th Street.
Is there a second?
Second.
Discussion? Seeing none, all those in favor of the motion signify by saying aye.
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 Any opposed? Motion carries. For the record, motion carries 5 ayes, no noes, 1 absent. Okay, we did 9, so we move on to G10, resolution to accept jurisdictional transfer South 68th Street.
So Alderman
Schmidt.
Second.
Or actually, it's both yours. Any discussion on the motion? Seeing none, all those in favor signify by saying aye.
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 Well,
Madam Deputy Clerk, please call the roll.
Alderman D'Andrea?
Aye.
Alderman Mayer?
No.
Is absent.
Alderman Evans?
Aye.
Alderman Schmidt?
Aye.
Alderman Mayer?
Aye.
Motion carries. Vote is 4 ayes, 1 no, 1 absent. Okay. Thank you. Item G11, It's a motion to sign change order one for construction of Franklin Water and Wastewater Operations and Maintenance Facility. What this is in a nutshell is contractor paid impact fees that paying impact fees to ourselves, we're just refunding them. Is there a motion to authorize the city engineer to sign a change order number one in construction of Franklin Water and Wastewater Operations and Maintenance Facilities increase of $99,02.95?
So moved.
Second.
Discussion? Seeing none, all those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. Licenses and permits, Alderman Dandridge.
Licensing committee is making the following recommendations, but we're gonna hold a couple out for discussion. So I'll acknowledge those as we come about that. Reserve Class B combination grant application for the FFE LLC doing business as Hampton Inn and Suites. We've approved the grant in the amount of $9,500. Class B combination new, Point After LLC, doing business as the Point After. We approved, subject to getting a signed lease. Class B combination entertainment amusement, Little Cancun, that's going to be hold and follow up and hold until the first meeting in July, waiting for the results of the follow-up inspection. We will hold off on Danielle Johnson. We're going to discuss after the reading of the rest of the meetings. Operator new now is Cody Elvey. This is approved with a letter. We're going to operator new, Gabrielle, that was called to reschedule till July 7th. Temporary entertainment and amusement, Franklin Rehab approved. Now, operator news, there's only two of them here. Daniel Simmons approved, Lucas Molkentine approved. Operator renewal, Lucas Molkentine approved. Operator new, hold for appearance, Samantha Jeske. The next page, operator renewal, because she was up for renewal, Samantha Jeske, hold for appearance. Operator new, Jose Ambrose, approved, but missing notary information. For his renewal license, Jose Ambrose, approved. That one did have the notary information on it. Operator renewal, Heather Bandel, hold for appearance. Operator renewal, Tina Barada, approved. Operator new, David Bartles, approved. Operator renewal, Gail Baum, approved. Operator renewal, Elisa Bellinger, approved. John Berger, approved. Wendy Burgos, approved. Operator renewal, to the rest of the page, from Mark Bryce to Sarah Eckfitz, approved. Operator renewal on page 3, Patricia Fisher, approved. Operator new, Kayla Fleury, hold for appearance. Operator renewal, Miguel Garcia, approved. Operator renewal, Garrett Ganecki, approved. Renewal, Randy Grass, approved. Miguel Gutierrez, we'll hold till the end, please. Operator renewal, Jody Hazy, approved. Stephen Hall, approved. Operator new, Fred Hine, approved. Blair Hicks, approved. Maria Itkowski, approved. Renewal for Adam Jabecki, approved. Renewal for Sue Kuiper, approved. Renewal for Jill Lake, approved. Page 4 of 5, renewal, Sarah Larscheid, approved. Kimberly Lennis, approved. Lee Lassard, approved. Renewal, June Lowe, approved. Sarah Martinson, approved. Stephanie McGabb, approved. Tracy Milchek, approved. Renewal, Dennis Malecki approved, but missing notary information. Operator renewal from Christine O-G-O-R-Z-E-L-C-K to Brian Zanicki approved. Then we go to the final page, 5 of 5. These are all renewals. Operator renewal from Scott Schilling all the way down to Kathleen Wagner approved. We did not have police incident reports, so we've got to hold that off until the next meeting. And then,
on those items, is there a second?
Second.
Discussion? All those in Mr. City Attorney?
Just with regard to the licenses, which were the subject of renewal applications that are being put over to the meeting after July 1, those licenses continue even though the technical expiry date is July 1 because there's been no notice, hearing, et cetera, which in any way stops that.
So, Heather Bandel,
whichever ones.
That would be Samantha.
If you mention them, you might miss one that you said.
Okay.
All right. Motion has been made and seconded. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. Mr. Alderman Dandridge.
The one that I missed on page one was Danielle Johnson, and we wanted to be able to discuss that amongst the council to garner an opinion. So, Mr. Attorney, we want to make sure that the protocol is appropriate.
I don't have any subject matter on this item.
The subject matter is there was repeated there was repeated legal issues, not necessarily in the last year related to an alcohol issue or a drinking issue. It was a legal issue versus a drug issue. So she's had infractions in 12 and 13 that were when she was a minor. Janet, I don't have that file in front of me.
I
know where it is, but
did the license committee apply the Common Council adopted guidelines policy to the subject matter?
Yes, and if we do, then we'd recommend denial due to repeated arrest conviction substantially to license.
A second to that?
I'll second.
Okay, it's been moved and seconded. Alderman Evans, then Alderman Mayer.
And it was conviction, it isn't clarifying.
Substantially related to the licensed activity, the offenses, which is the statutory requirement.
Should I get the file, Counselor? Just to, so you can have a once look at it.
This is the other one. I want you to look at this. This is the next one.
Perhaps,
Mayor. Sure.
Perhaps the motion should be subject to review by the city attorney's office and the Common Council alcohol beverage licensing policy, and upon a determination by that office of violation appropriate thereunder to proceed with the process for consideration of the new license. So.
Okay, then I'd like to make that.
Wait.
Absent that, that the Common Council would approve the new operating license.
Okay, there is a motion on the floor to deny.
I'll retract that.
Any objections from the council? Seeing none, the motion is retracted. All right, Alderman Dandridge, you're about to make a motion.
I would like to make that motion that Mr. City Attorney just referenced, and make that to include the new operator license for Danielle Johnson, as well as Miguel Gutierrez, the operator. On page 3, the new operator license.
And might I ask, with regard to that application, what the general primary concerns were under the policy guidelines, which do incorporate the municipal code as it applies to alcohol beverage licenses and Wisconsin statutes?
He's got a foreign ID only. And so I wanted to find out about the what the law states about issuing a license to someone with only a foreign ID.
Same recommended motion.
Right. I'll second that.
Okay, let's restate the motion. Sorry.
Alright,
well, we'll do it off the tape then. I think we all get it.
Actually,
get it off.
Motion to refer to the city attorney's office.
Yes.
And denial if the stated basis is sufficient upon the standard review of under the law and policy, and absent that conclusion for approval of the.
Okay.
Yes.
That's your motion, your second.
Right.
Alderman Evans, on the motion.
I'd just like to say on Gutierrez that is the only thing on, the only question on that is the ID. There is no other concern. So, but it was a concern of ours.
Understood. Would have to review it.
On the motion, all those in favor signify by saying aye.
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 Any opposed? Motion carries. All right. You ready? Let's go easy on the deputy director, deputy clerk here. Okay, we're moving to item I-1. Let's do this slowly so the clerk can keep up. Is there a motion approving the net general checking account city vouchers ranges 156697 through 156876 in the amount of $1,767,431.77 dated June 2nd through June 11th?
So moved.
Second.
Alright, whenever you're ready.
Okay, Alderman Dandria?
Aye.
Alderman Mayer?
Aye.
Yes. Actually, no, you don't.
Alderman Evans?
Aye.
Alderman Schmidt?
Aye.
Alderman Mayer?
Aye.
Motion passes. The vote is 5 ayes, no noes, one absent. Alright. Double dipping here. Is there a motion to approve the net payroll dated June 12th in the amount of $356,289.93 and payments of the various payroll deductions in the amount of $202,736.34 and any sitting matching payments?
So moved.
Second.
Let's give it to Dan.
Good, Dan.
Got to get it in the
Alderman
rep.
Alderman Mayer?
Aye.
Alderman Schmidt?
Aye.
Alderman Evans?
Aye.
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 Motion passes. The vote is 5 ayes, no noes, 1 absent. Is there a motion approving the net payroll dated June 26, 2015, estimated $351,000, payments of the various payroll deductions estimated at $427,000, plus any city matching payments?
So moved.
Second.
Evans, Andrea.
Alderman Andrea?
Aye.
Alderman Mayer?
Aye.
Alderman Evans?
Aye.
Alderman Schmidt?
Aye.
Alderman Mayer? Aye.
Motion carries, vote is 5 ayes, no noes, 1 absent. Is there a motion approving the property tax refunds? Numbers 14863 through 14879 and EFTs number 54 in the amount of $1,209,720.43 dated May 26th through June 10th.
So move.
Second.
Madam Clerk, whenever you're ready. I got it.
Alderman Mayor?
Aye.
Alderman Schmidt?
Aye.
Alderman Evans?
Aye.
Alderman Mayor?
Aye.
Alderman Dan?
Aye.
Motion carries. The vote is 5 ayes, no noes, 1 absent. Is there a motion approving the park development expenditures subject to review and recommendation by the city engineer not to exceed $275,000 for payment prior to June 30th?
So move.
Second.
Seems like a team effort today. Mayor and Schmidt show.
Alderman Andrea?
Aye.
Alderman Mayor?
Aye.
Alderman Evans?
Aye.
Alderman Schmidt?
Aye.
Alderman Mayor?
Aye.
Motion passes. The vote is 5 ayes, no noes.
Move
no.
To approve. Move to adjourn.
No.
Move
one
to adjourn.
Absent.
Second.
Discussion of that motion?
No.
Seeing none, all those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries.